ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Peace and blessings be upon the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and his pure progeny. In these days and nights that we are missing the month of Ramadan, and we remember the beautiful moments, especially the nights of Ramadan, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us another chance to see the next Ramadan, especially with our beloved Imam of time. We have been talking about the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, and we got to the good part. All of it is great and good, but by this I mean to the part that Imam is igniting the light of hope in our hearts by these beautiful sentences. These meaningful and great phrases of the dua are in fact igniting the light of hope, and it kills the darkness of despair in our heart. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Ma ana bi'a'sa man asaka faqafarta lah." O Lord, O Allah, O Creator, O my beloved, I am not the most disobedient of those who have disobeyed you and whom you have forgiven. وَمَا أَنَا بِأَلْوَمِ مَنِ اَعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْكَ فَقَبِلْتَ مِنْ Nor am I the most blameworthy to offer excuses which you have accepted. وَمَا أَنَا بِأَظْلَمِ مَنْ تَابَ إِلَيْكَ فَعُدَّتْ عَلَيْ Nor am I the most wrongdoing of those who have repented to you and to whom you have returned. أَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ فِي مَقَامِي هَذَا I repent to you. In this situation of mine, in this station that I am in, the repentance of those who are truly, truly remorseful over what they have done. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Alright, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, the program Bridge is here, and we are focusing on the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is continuing on. He says, "Atubu ilayka fi maqami hadha, I repent to you in this station of mine or in this situation that I am in. The repentance of one," and then he describes the condition of a right tawbah, a right repentance, an accepted one. Repentance of one remorseful over what proceeded from him hastily, apprehensive of what has gathered around him. نادم على ما فرط منه. He's truly remorseful. He truly regrets what he has done in the past. Mushfiqan mimma ijtama'a alayhi, apprehensive of what has gathered around him. Wa khalis al-haya'a mimma waqa'a fi, pure in shame, pure in modesty for what that into which he has fallen. Aliman, knowing that بَأَنَّ الْعَفْوَ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ الْعَظِيمِ لَا يَتَعَظَمُكَ, pardoning great sins is nothing great for you. You are great. In fact, you are the greatest. Forgiving my great sins is not going to decay anything from you, O Allah, O Almighty. One of the conditions or one of those very beautiful skills that true mu'mineen have is that they know if they want to be forgiven, they have to forgive. If you forgive other people, then you get closer to the forgiveness or being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't have hatred of the other mu'mineen. You can't have the hatred and animosity of other believers, family members, good community members, those who are not enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not oppressing or opposing the cause of the Rasulullah, yet expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Purify the heart first. That's where everything starts. That's where everything initiates. Let's take a break to come back, inshallah, to listen to a beautiful hadith.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a beautiful hadith, says, Al-afwu tajul makarim. Al-afwu tajul makarim. Forgiveness. Forgetting and forgiving together. Al-af. Af means not only you forgive, but also you forget. It's as if it never happened. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember what she did to me. I don't remember what he has done to me. I don't remember. I can't recall. Al-afwu tajul makarim. Af, which is a combination of forgetting and forgiving, is the highest, the best, on the top of all the good attitudes or good etiquettes of a human being. And another one in a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he said to Abdullah ibn Jundab, he said, "Wa'fu amman zalamak," forgive and forget upon those who have oppressed you. Forget them, forget about their actions, and forgive them. The same way, kama annaka tuhibbu an yu'fa anka, the same way you would want to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'tabir bi'afwillah ank, learn lessons from the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. Imagine a society in which people were forgiving each other easily. Many of the fights, many of the arguments, many of the disconnections of family ties and social ties would all have been healed, and you would have lived in a much more peaceful world. Inshallah, by habituating ourselves with forgiving others, we make our lives more beautiful. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد